Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has said the overwhelming approval of the country's new constitution has set the scene for democracy and pluralism. Morsi said the move would lead to more stability and security in Egypt. His televised speech came hours after he ratified the new constitution. The Syrian army has clashed with insurgents outside a Palestinian refugee camp in the capital Damascus. Fighting broke out after foreign-backed militants attacked the municipality building near Yarmouk camp. The violence came as diplomatic efforts are underway to end the unrest in the country. The first shipment of Iranian aid to Palestinian refugees living in Syria has arrived at Damascus Airport. 40 tons of humanitarian aid, including medicine, blankets and food, will be delivered to refugees. Palestinians had to flee the Yarmouk camp in Damascus after coming under insurgent attack. Iran's foreign ministry has rejected Turkey's claim that Tehran is supporting the Kurdistan Workers' Party. The deputy foreign minister has called the accusation unfounded. His comments came after the Turkish interior minister claimed that PKK militants are using Iran's soil for training and transporting arms and funds. Security forces in the United Arab Emirates have said they've busted a terror cell of Emirati and Saudi citizens. The UAE said it has detained over 60 militants this year. The terror cell, said to be organized by Al-Qaeda, was planning to carry out attacks in different states. Indian demonstrators continue to rally against the gang rapes of young women in the country. The protest began after a female medical student was raped by six men in New Delhi last weekend. Another gang rape took place on Christmas Eve in the southern state of Tamil Nadu. Fire in the Nigerian city of Lagos has left at least one person dead and dozens injured. The blaze was caused by an explosion at a fireworks warehouse. At least six nearby buildings were destroyed in those flames. The flames lasted for several hours before firefighters managed to put them out. Angry demonstrators have attacked France's embassy in the Central African Republic. They broke windows and tore down the French flag in the capital, Bangui. They were protesting France's failure to help push back rebels that have taken over large parts of the country.